Good morning all. I was telling you a couple of weeks ago that my father was in the RAF for a long time, and at one stage we were posted to Germany. And when my family lived in Germany, we often went to the swimming pool on a Sunday afternoon in the summer. But one day, my dad decided to dive off the high board. But when he got up there, it looked a lot higher than it did from down below. So he tried to come back down again, but there was a queue, so he had to dive in front of all these people. All I can say that it wasn't Tom Daley at his best. More sort of resounding belly flop, really, came forth. My dad was my hero at the time, so when he eventually surfaced, you know, quite some distance from where he went in, I shouted, "Do it again, Dad." And I have to say, he never did teach me to dive, but he did teach me to ride a bike, you know, gaining my trust, as you do, by holding, you know, onto the saddle and running with me until eventually he let go and I found myself pedaling alone and was able to ride a bike. But my experience, you know, of a parent taking time to gently draw a child on to achieve a skill is something most of you will experience, of course. Most people experienced it either from their own parents or from someone else whom their parents have asked to do that with their support. It's natural for a parent to draw a child on, gently allowing for their disappointments, their fear, or their mistakes. For example, you know, one of the standout moments of the Olympics this week was the bronze medal won by the 13-year-old Sky Brown for skateboarding, made more amazing by the fact that she broke her skull just a year ago in a horrific fall. And when she was interviewed, she made it very clear that without her parents' encouragement, she would never have got to where she is now. Well, in today's gospel, like the parents in the example I've just given, God our Father wants us to teach us something new, which we can only learn from the one he has sent, his son, Jesus. And Jesus says, "No one can come to me unless he is drawn by the Father who sent me. To hear the teaching of the Father and to learn from it is to come to me." But the people are not willing to listen to his son because they conclude he's just too human to be God. He's too much like us. You can understand where they're coming from, of course. They know his family, they know his background. And I suppose it doesn't help that for 30 years, he's eaten the same bread as they have, which is incapable of saving us from death, no matter how much of it we eat. So when he then tries to teach them that he is the bread of eternal life, that a man may eat and not die, they will not accept him, and many of them walk away. Many of our contemporaries, of course, have also walked away. So what is it that keeps us coming here every week to be fed with the bread of life? Well, I've been thinking about this, and I think if we were lucky enough to have parents who, during our formative years, gave us the opportunity to be drawn by the Father to his son, Jesus, we have been given an unshakable foundation on which to build a focused and a stable life. And that's really something today, because history shows that we live in a world which is forever in turmoil of one kind or another. And some people's way of coping with that is to pretend that it's not really happening by creating a diversion. So, for example, when the Roman Empire began to crumble, their rulers ordered that bread and circuses should be maintained at all costs. So long as the people had food and entertainment, they would be happy. And of course, there's an echo of that today, isn't there? We have food in abundance. We have an unbelievable array of leisurely activities, even on Sundays. Sunday's no longer a special day. And the Olympics and Jack Grealish's transfer to Manchester City for £100 million have, for a brief time, taken our minds off climate change, COVID-19, China's persecution of the Uyghurs, Taliban resurgence in Afghanistan, and all sorts of other problems in the world which need fixing, which we know bread and circuses can't do. So how does receiving the body of Christ help us with all this? Well, I think for us, it's an antidote to indifference, because it's full of all those life-giving qualities which last forever, things like love, acceptance, forgiveness, and healing, which is food, real food, to so many people who are starved of affection, or burdened by failure, or let down by those in whom they put their trust. It keeps us focused on where we're going and how to get there. If we're being fed by his word regularly, and we're opening our hearts to let him in, at Holy Communion, it's more than likely that having him alongside will help us to keep things in perspective. And so for anyone really who used to but no longer feels the need to receive the bread of life, it might be worth reconsidering what a tremendous grace it is to have an intimate relationship with the Son of God who gave himself for the life of the world. If you do reconsider and if you do want to do that, be assured that our Lord will always be here in the Blessed Sacrament to welcome you home, because God never takes back the gifts once he's given them